Well, another episode of Now and New here is part of WQKT, and earlier today spoke with actually Jane Timken about her running for the Senate here in Ohio, and now going to speak to someone who's running for a seat of Congress here in Ohio, and that, of course, being Amelia Sykes, who is a current state representative here in the state of Ohio. And Amelia, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me on, John. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. So this decision coming out, this huge announcement for you, just read about it last night. I know so many people have been sharing about it on social media. Why make the decision now, Amelia?
Thank you for the question. And I'm interested in running for Congress because I want to serve my community. I know and I've heard as a legislator that people want to feel like they have representatives working for them, that there's someone who cares about them, who is going to listen, and who understands that good paying jobs, education, quality education are all very important and it's worth fighting for. And I know that I can do the job as a state legislator. I have worked on a bipartisan manner with colleagues from across the aisle for many years. And as the House Democratic leader, we have been very successful as a caucus with getting more Democratic bills passed than we had seen in previous years. And so I'm excited to bring this energy, my experience, my knowledge to Congress so that I can serve the people of Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, when you go into something like this, I mean, the experience that you've had, I mean, you've been, you know, a state representative now for quite a few years, and you've kind of developed a track record. Do you think that track record qualifies you perfectly to do something like this, or where do you think you fit in with that?
Absolutely. My experience working across the aisle, being able to cut through the extreme voices on both sides where we're just not getting anything done is certainly not new to me. And I know how to do it. And I know exactly when things start getting tough, you just dust yourself off and you just keep on moving. And ultimately, what people in Northeast Ohio want is a fighter, someone who's going to stand up to the well-connected, to the rich and the powerful, and be unwilling to just maintain the status quo. That's what I bring to this race. I brought it to my community and my district as a state representative, and I'll do the same thing as a congressperson. I want to do that job. I'm looking forward to do that job, and I am hopeful that people will see fit to elect me to work for them.
You know, right now in the political, I guess, realm of the world, there is this constant like butting of heads between the two sides where it seems like nothing is getting done. And people want to see things get done. How do you approach that? How do you breach that subject and say to those across the aisle, look, we need to work for Ohioans? What are some of the thoughts that you have on trying to reach across the aisle more, trying to work with the other side a little bit more?
That's such a great question, John. And I hear that all the time. And the first thing that I have had to do and what other elected officials should do is remove our ego out of the process and remember that we are working for our constituents and their needs come first, not us, not what we want, not the talking points. Their needs comes first. And once you start from that perspective, it becomes so much easier to work with people who think differently than you do. And sometimes you need to hear what the other side is saying because there is no monopoly on good ideas. And so I've taken the approach of listening, taking the time to take a step back when things get heated, just saying, let's take a break and let's come back to where we can find that common ground. And it has served me well. As I shared before, our caucus passed more bipartisan bills in the first year than we had in previous years combined. That's a significant accomplishment. As a second term legislator, I passed a bill that protected victims of dating violence by allowing them to obtain civil protection orders. And not only did I have to convince the members of the House, both Republicans and Democrats, I had to convince the Democrats in the House, in the Senate, as well as the Republicans, and get a Republican governor to sign it. I know how to do this work. I have the experience to do it, and I'm doing it on behalf of the people of Northeast Ohio, and I'm looking forward to more opportunities to show how I can be supportive and of service to my community.
Well, and the other thing I hear from lots of politicians is just how polarizing some of the topics are that we're discussing right now. I mean, things as simple as jobs and health and some of these main core key issues that are facing us, they become so polarized. Finding that middle ground is becoming harder and harder. When you do talk to someone who's maybe not on the same moral standing as you, that can make it even harder, can't it?
It could, but here's the reality. If your goal is to work for the people, you will find the middle ground. And that's why I've been able to find it time and time again as a legislator. And so there is no absolute in this. And we shouldn't just throw up our hands and say, we can't do it. That is a choice. And I've made the choice to find the common ground, to sit down with my colleagues, Democrats and Republicans, hear their voices and find a path forward, because that's what our constituents deserve from all of us in elected office.
The district that you'll be running in, that 13th district for the state of Ohio here, what do you think makes those people who they are? And how do you try to resonate with those individuals? I mean, obviously it involves Akron, where you grew up. We went to the same high school, but, you know, I mean, how do you resonate with those people, state representative?
Yeah, that's such a great question. In the same way I have been, I meet them where they are. I tell them about who I am. I listen to who they are. And we begin the exchange of ideas and information. And it's not as difficult as people like to make it seem, because I've listened to my constituents, I've understood that they have very simple needs. They want their elected officials to listen to them. And then when they listen, carry out that work for them, to be responsive and accessible. People want good paying jobs. They want to be able to afford their health care and their prescriptions. They want to be able to send their kids to school. They don't want to be afraid of catching a deadly virus. They don't want to pay a lot of money for basic goods and services. And so these are the things that I have heard. They don't vary too much from a lot of different people, but where they do vary, I'm happy to hear people out and find a pathway forward. So most of this job, if you're doing it well, at least in my perspective, is a lot more listening and a little less talking. And then you find ways to make sure you address the needs of the people in your community, and continuously actively listening to what you need to do. Because again, this job is not about me. This job is about the people in this state, in this district, about being a fighter and pushing back against the status quo to get the results that people want.
How do you think COVID has made your life as a politician, as someone who is signing bills, signing those things? How do you think it's made your life harder to try to resonate with people?
Well, COVID has just made it more difficult for people to connect. We are so used to being social beings. We get our energy from being in person with one another, and we just haven't had the opportunities that we're used to. But the good thing is that folks are creative and we've adjusted. I know people are sick of adjusting at this point. I don't blame them, because we want to get back to our regular way of life, or our normal way of life. But as long as we're creative and willing to meet people in a safe way, we can do it. And I have done it. And I look forward to meeting as many people I can on the campaign trail, so that I can hear them out and get them to understand who I am, and allow them to learn about me. And ultimately, they'll realize I am the fighter that they want in Congress.
Last question I have for you here. I've talked with a lot of people about this, and that's the idea that despite the differences that exist, at the end of it all, people kind of want the same things for Ohioans. When you start looking at it, what are some of those same things that you and your colleagues across the aisle, and those that work with you in the Democratic caucus, what are some of those things that you feel all Ohioans want?
That is such a great question, John, because we do need to take the time and realize that most of us want the same things. We want kids to be able to go to school. We want to be able to afford our health care and have access to it. We want to have good paying jobs. We want to be able to earn a living. We want to be able to access opportunity. And once we realize that, it should be less difficult to find the way to work towards that goal. And the extreme voices that sometimes divide us, they won't. We just have to remain focused on what's important, and that there is so much more that unifies us, and that there's a common theme amongst that opportunity and access to jobs and healthcare and education, and work towards that goal. And so that's why I want to run for Congress, because I do feel like I have an opportunity to create some of those bridges and to extend olive branches where perhaps there had been none, and take a step back, listen to people, hear them out, let them know that I care about their concerns, and then go to Congress and fight for them.
Amelia Sykes, current state representative running for Congress here in the state of Ohio in the 13th district. Amelia, I appreciate the time, and I know we'll do this again in the future, okay?
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me on.
Have a good one.